Now, the whole ratings controversy over Bully has been frustrating for some schools. They were hoping to use the film as a teaching tool. NPR's Tovia Smith gives us a look at some of the latest efforts to curb bullying.
Anti-bully programs have grown a lot in recent years. Schools went from cracking down on bullies to propping up victims to make them bully-proof. And now?
Hi, my name is Lee. I used to be a bystander.
At a Harvard-sponsored conference, Boston student Lee Tu is one of a panel of kids all focused on the role of those who witness bullying.
She was called a whore, and I didn't really do anything about that.
To most kids, it's a big leap that they should shoulder any of the blame for doing nothing.
If they're not the person shoving someone in a locker, or they're not online spreading rumors, they think they're not part of the problem.
Mark Skaversky with Facing History and Ourselves helped write a study guide to go with the film Bully that focuses on bystanders and what they call upstanders.
We really want kids to reflect on their choices and the consequences of indifference.
So we like to say that the bully, they're almost like a performer, right?
Erica Newell of the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center, or MARC, teaches middle schoolers in Medway, Massachusetts about the power of bystanders.
They're just sitting there watching, right? So they're not saying fight, 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 but they're also not doing anything, right? So who are they helping?
The bully.
The bully, right?
Because Newell tells kids she gets why they don't want to stand up to bullies and make themselves a target, but she says there are less risky options.
Don't join in. It's okay to turn around and walk away. So we don't have to be BFFs that sit together at lunch all the time. Something as simple as that is showing the victim support.
After the assembly, 7th grader Carly Hundermark says her friend offered a small gesture like that to help her when she was bullied.
She would always, like, call me over, like, to a different table or whatever and just, like, find one way to get me out of this situation. So she said to me she was actually the one who told my mom because I didn't feel comfortable about it.
Part of what made it hard to talk about was that the bully was one of her friends. It was the same for Shannon McHugh.
We would all joke around, but then she kind of took it to the next level, and it started getting meaner, and she just turned and bullied all of us.
That's often the case, says Westfield State University professor Elizabeth Stassinos, and kids often play both roles of bully and victim. That's why peer intervention is key, she says. Kids themselves need to create new social norms where bullying is not cool and calling it out is.
The cool way of dealing with bullying now is for one kid to say to him, hey, why are you hating on so-and-so all the time, right? It's very much like drunk driving. It's more effective when a student takes the keys away from another student.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Gaga!
It begins to seem a little less impossible when the likes of Lady Gaga get into the game.
I love you!
At Harvard last month, she told kids it's on them to change their school culture.
There is no law that can be passed. I wish there was, because you know I'd be chained naked to a fence somewhere trying to pass it.
Indeed, to some, passing laws can cause more harm than good. New Jersey recently passed the nation's strictest, leaving schools with an 18-page compliance checklist. One school made headlines for investigating a second grader who said another kid had cooties. Harvard education professor Rick Weisbord says it's easy to overreact.
You know, there's an allergy to kids experiencing any adversity. And, you know, we don't want adults intervening every time a kid teases another kid.
All right, so who can tell me? Is this picture showing fighting or bullying? Yep.
The MARC program spends nearly as much time defining what bullying isn't as they do what it is, but other programs, not so much. It's a bit of the Wild West in the fast-growing industry of bully prevention programs. Anyone can peddle anything, and they do.
I'm Joe the Biker. I'm here today to talk about bullying.
Joe Wojcik, all tough with muscles and motorcycles, travels to schools to tell his story.
When I was your age, they called me Yubby.
They may be compelling tales told with the best intentions, but Elizabeth Stassinos says schools should not be investing in programs that are not research-based.
It's often a feel-good experience, but it's a one-off event, and it doesn't change the climate.
Stassinos says what works best is the slow and tedious task of trying to change kids' hearts and minds about what's cool and what's not. Tovia Smith, NPR News.